Yes, well, as soon as my husband gets home from the office, I'll have him drive over with him then. Yes. All right, Dr. Data. Thank you.
What's the matter with Brownie, Mommy?
Well, the vet said he's positive Brownie has ear mites now, and there's no sense treating him unless we bring the cats over, too, which is where Brownie probably got them. I told you could have a piece of cake. I asked you not to eat it in front of me.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry to be so cross. I apologize, Biff. That's this business of being on a diet, really.
I don't see why you diet anyhow. You're not fat.
Well, when I discovered I couldn't get into my wedding dress anymore.
You have to? Are you going to wear it again?
Oh, dear. But I want to keep my girlish figure, and Daddy's put on a few pounds, too. So, oh, listen, if you see Daddy drive in, tell him not to put the car away because I...
Oh, Daddy's home. He's outside talking to Bobby.
Oh, well, stay out of his sight. Don't let him see you eating that cake. I think this diet's even harder on Daddy than on me. Yes, I...
Well, I think Daddy's trying to get Bobby's animal crackers away from me.
Oh, honestly.
Bobby, come on. Let Daddy have just one.
No.
No, look, you got a whole box full of animal crackers. Now let Daddy have one. I mean, do you want to grow up to be a selfish little boy?
Yes.
No, you don't. Now let Daddy at least look at them, huh? Let me see them.
No. Bobby, crackers.
For heaven's sake, aren't you ashamed of yourself trying to take animal crackers away from a baby?
I was trying to teach him not to be selfish.
I thought we agreed not to cheat on our diet, and I've been so good.
I wasn't going to eat any.
What are you holding behind your back? Confess.
Now, look, there are only 8 calories in an animal cracker. I'm hungry. All right. Here you are, Bobby.
Mine.
I wasn't going to eat it anyhow. I just wanted to teach him to be generous.
Well, I just talked to the vet. He is positive now that Brownie must have ear mites, and it's useless to treat the dog for them unless he does the 2 cats, too. So he said to bring them all over right away. Would you do it? I said as soon as you got home.
I don't think I'm going to be able to stick to this diet. I am so hungry. All I can think about is food.
Yeah, well, listen, put Brownie in the car, and I'll bet you round up the 2 cats. Before you leave, you can have some tomato juice and 1 small soda cracker.
Sure.
Hurry up.
Have dinner ready when I get back, will you, huh?
Yes. You had better stop thinking about food, dear. We've only been on this diet. Well, this is the 3rd day, isn't it? And if we're each going to try and take off at least 6 pounds and maybe 10, and a pound a week is all we should lose, that's at least 6 weeks, maybe 10 if we're
I tried to stop thinking about food, but, you know, it isn't until you start counting calories that you realize just how much food dominates your life. Everything. I mean, if you have cream in your coffee, if the girls in the office pass around a box of candy, I mean, you just can't enjoy a chocolate-covered caramel if you think, oh, boy, here goes 100 calories, you know.
Enjoy it? You're not supposed to eat it at all.
No, I didn't. And as a result, I hurt Miss Holloway's feelings. I mean, why won't people accept it if you say you're on a diet?
I know.
I found the other cat, Mommy. Here she is.
Oh, fine. Well, you put her out in the car, and you'd better get going, dear.
Even little things like potato chips.
Yeah, I know. Well, come on. Hang on to the cat, Betsy. Go on. Come on, dear. I told the vet you'd bring them over as soon as you got home.
Yeah, I'm coming. You know, even popcorn. Popcorn, which I love. I was looking in the calorie book today, you know, and...
Uh-huh. Here's Brownie's leash, and I'm putting that in the car, too.
Go on, get in, Pussy.
Popcorn. Listen, 3/4 of a cup of popcorn is 50 calories.
When you get to the vet, put Brownie on a leash, because sometimes there are some other dogs there, and they start to scratch, so you have to hang on to your own dog, you know.
You know, the only so-called vegetable that has no calories at all, in fact, it says eat all you want, you know what it is? Parsley.
Well.
Now, I ask you, how much parsley can you eat?
Take the dog in first when you get there, and then go back out and get the cats. You won't be able to manage all 3 at once.
For years, you know, I've been sending out for milkshakes in
the
afternoon.
Sit on the back.
So for fun, I looked it up today. You know what? 400 calories. And if I get it with a lump of vanilla ice cream, that's 200 more. 600 calories for a milkshake.
Uh-huh. You better leave the windows of the car rolled up, Daddy. Sometimes if Brownie sees another door, he tries to jump out.
Yeah, get in there. Get going. Now, have you got your car keys?
Yeah, yeah. You know there are even calories in olives?
Oh,
in olives, for Pete's sake.
Look here. Surprise.
Huh?
For taking the animals to the vet for me, here's half a donut.
Oh.
It's 100 calories, but I'll adjust your daily quota by cutting out something else.
Yeah, half a donut? Oh, well, I'll nibble at it, crumb by crumb.
Ah, there's the phone. All I have to do is step outside. Dinner will be ready when you get back, dear.
All right, well, thanks for the donut. Yes,
bye, bye, Daddy, and keep the windows closed.
Yes, all right, Ellen. You'll be all right. Hello. Oh, hello, Ann. Oh, we're fine. On a diet which seems to dominate our lives these days, I tell you, it really is worth it. Hold on, Ann. Good heavens, what's the matter?
I don't know, but they're all fighting. Here's one of the cats is sitting right on the top of Daddy's head.
Oh, my heavens. Ann, I'll call you back. I'm coming, dear. I'm coming. Betsy, run upstairs and get that other box of Band-Aids out of my medicine cabinet.
Gee, poor Daddy. Poor Daddy.
Bobby, yeah. Stand back, please. Yes, Betsy. Go on, dear, and get that out of the medicine cabinet. I really do think, honey, well, I have to disinfect all these cat scratches.
Well, you know,
I really do think you'd better go to a doctor, honey. Some of these may need stitches.
Oh.
I never realized a cat's claws could dig in so deep, did you?
Yeah.
A little cat can do this. It makes you wonder about a tiger, doesn't it?
I don't wonder about a tiger. I had two tigers sitting right on top of my head fighting. If I got any hair left at all.
Yes.
You know, I thought I was going to be scalped.
Oh,
I have never in my life had such a terrifying, literally hair-raising experience. Suddenly to find myself trapped in a car, sitting there with the window shut, in the middle of a cat and dog fight.
I know. What happened? They've ridden in the car before. What started it?
Well, I the dog grabbed my donut.
What?
Well, I put the donut in my mouth to start the car, and he leaped from the back seat and he grabbed it out of my mouth. My donut.
Oh, I got the other half. You can have it. What happened then?
Well, I was so darn mad, I swatted at him, and he landed on the cats who were in the front seat, and they started yowling and spitting and jumping around. I was trying to get my donut that fell on the floor.
Oh, really, dear?
Why was I in the car with all those wild beasts, anyhow?
You were taking them to the vet.
I know that, but why was I taking them to the vet?
To be treated for ear mites. Now, if you get your mind off food and listen to me. I tell you, honey, if you don't want to stick to this diet you suggested,
I'll stick to it, so help me. I don't know how, but I'll stick to it.
Making all right.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins, thank you.